You're at work radio every day, 9 to 12, only on Casey 107.7.
Dit is amper 10:30, as dit 10:29 'n paar sekondes. Jy kan sal met Michelle hier by Casey at work. Casey 107.7, the sound that sets you free. Jy is op die regte plek, jy is op die beste plek, lekkerste musiek, en ek hou jou geselskap tot en met 12 uur vandag. Daarna gaan sy heil 'n bietjie oorvat in jou deurvat tot en met 3 uur vandag. Maar nou eers, kyk hier, dis nou al 'n gereelde instelling en ek sien elke Dinsdag uit na ons gesels saam en Earl Ontong, welkom, goeiemôre.
Môre Michelle, gaan op die oggend.
Nee, lekker, dis alweer Dinsdag. Kyk, dit voel of ek nou nog naweek gehou het, ons is alweer by Dinsdag.
Waar is klaar.
Yes, like it, ja, omtrent. Nou kyk, ons doen TikTok, ek en jy, ons maak die mense slim daar buite.
Ja, nee.
En ons lewe makliker en vinniger. So, maar ons gaan vandag so 'n bietjie in Engels doen. So my first question to you this morning, Earl, is how ChatGPT learns and thinks. Does ChatGPT actually understand what we say like a human does?
No, not really, Michelle. ChatGPT works on patterns and predictability. So it's like WhatsApp when you type in happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
And then it will predict the next word. So that is how ChatGPT works. It works on complete unpredictability and the language that you use. So it picks up patterns of what to say next. So see, it's not like us where we have to learn. In the beginning, we learn 1 + 1 = 2.
Yeah.
So now that's a pattern that we've been taught at school. So the same with ChatGPT. Once it picks up the pattern and knows what you want, it will start predicting the answers or the text that you want to input into the chat for that purposes.
Yes, because you teach me that also. I just want to throw that in. With my show, it already knows now that I do Casey at work.
Yeah.
So it will, if I ask, give me a good, like, intro, it will say, yes, Michelle, Casey at work, without me even telling him that. So, yeah, so I hear what you say, the pattern.
Completely patterns and behavior and predictability.
Yes. The second question I want to know, where does ChatGPT get its knowledge from?
ChatGPT is like, back in the day, we had the encyclopedias.
Yes.
And then it became the Wikipedias.
Yeah.
So ChatGPT learns from a huge amount of data being given onto the internet, updated and uploaded onto the internet.
Mm.
So it's books, articles, websites. But one thing that ChatGPT doesn't do is to search directly into it doesn't have access to a website. Certain ChatGPTs does, or AI platform does have that ability to look into the websites, but it needs to be updated. You can't look for new events.
Mm.
For example, Kurt Darren is performing this afternoon.
Yeah.
So if there's nothing on the websites about it, ChatGPT won't pick it up.
Okay.
So it doesn't make use of live events. It can't pick up live events. Only events that has been uploaded onto the internet that will give you that information. So it makes use of all the information on the internet to give you the correct information that you require at that moment.
Then why does ChatGPT sometimes makes mistakes?
It's like humans. We all make mistakes.
Every day.
Every day we make mistakes. So if the data is outdated, so, like I said, it depends on information being uploaded, current and up-to-date information. So, in my trade, the moment I start searching for something, I need to verify that data is up-to-date and relevant data.
Mm.
So, I can't just assume that ChatGPT, the information that I received, is accurate and up-to-date information. So, if nothing has been uploaded, new information being uploaded onto any website, ChatGPT won't know about it.
Yeah.
So that's why sometimes it will give you the incorrect answers. But as a human, and that's what we call a human AI generative information. So as a human, you need to still verify that the information received from ChatGPT is relevant information.
Yeah. Then can ChatGPT learn new things by itself?
No. No. It's completely reliant on what has been given to it. If nothing is being, it's like if we don't learn new stuff, we won't know what's happening. It's like reading newspapers. If you don't read the newspaper, you won't know what's happening in the world.
Yeah.
Or watching news on TV. So ChatGPT is reliant on that. So because of people uploading websites or updating websites continuously, it will take the information from the. But if a website has been updated in 2010 last, then you will get inaccurate information.
Yeah.
So that is how ChatGPT works. It can't learn from itself. It needs input. It needs interaction. And you need to tell exactly what you want from ChatGPT in order to get the correct information from it.
Yes. Oh, thank you very much.
It was a pleasure.
It's always so interesting to learn new things from ChatGPT and all this techno, just to make our lives easier.
It does. It really does. It helps you a lot. Once you understand the patterns and the thinking of ChatGPT, your time of productivity will be more productive and have more time for yourself.
Yes.
So it's something new, and I know people are really reluctant to use it and really scared. It's a scary thing.
Yeah.
Now, yes, AI, but we've been using AI forever. Since I can remember, the computers came into the existence. We've been using artificial intelligence. Now it's at the fingertip, it's on your WhatsApp. There's an AI button on your WhatsApp, and it is much more easy to text something or to write a response, asking AI to give you a response to a message.
Oh, Charlene het 'n vraag hierso, is in Afrikaans. Goeiemôre Michelle en goeiemôre aan u gas. Sê my, is dit dieselfde as die vocabulary op SMS of WhatsApp? Die woorde wat mens intik, change self op die app en dan is die woorde of Engels of Afrikaans?
Nee. ChatGPT werk, ek kan in Afrikaans respond, werk op die taal van input. So ek kom Engels tik, dan respond jy op Engels. As jy selfs is word, If you have an error word, the word is spelled incorrectly, it will underline read. That means that word is being spelled wrongly. So now you need to fix that word. And the same with ChatGPT. If the word is wrongly spelled, ChatGPT will tell you the word is spelled, it will underline.
Okay.
But it won't autocorrect your words. Like in SMS or in WhatsApp, where autocorrection comes in, ChatGPT doesn't work on autocorrection. It only works on what you give him. And if the word is wrongly spelled, you need to correct it in order for ChatGPT to understand what you're looking for.
Charlene, ek hoop as ek nou vir jou antwoord daar gegee vir jou vraag, en dit het vir jou gehelp. Hier is nog 'n vraag. Chat, what is the website? Chat, what is the website?
I don't know who the lesson is, but you get various chat platforms or AI platforms. The most common one that people use is ChatGPT.
Yeah.
So in Afrikaans is GPT. So it's ChatGPT.
Yeah.
So there's, like I said, there's various platforms of AI, but the most common one is ChatGPT. In ChatGPT, it's a basic information that you request. The moment you go more advanced, then you need to start paying for the more advanced use of ChatGPT. Okay. So with all AI platforms, you can design a logo in AI on an AI platform. You can design a website on AI platforms. You can design a business plan on AI platforms. But the moment you get more advanced of using it, then you need to start paying for that more advanced use of it. It's like it's the same with Word. When you buy a computer, a laptop, you get a trial version of Word for 14 days or 30 days.
Yes.
After the trial version, you need to buy the license.
Yeah.
So the same with ChatGPT. It works on the same principle. After you've exhausted your credits, your advanced credits, they will give you advanced credits, But after exhausted, then you need to buy from it.
Hier stuur Kapal ook nou in. Mm. Hy het nou 'n foto gestuur. Hy gaan nou ChatGPT install. Dit, of hy op die regte site is, dit lyk vir my ja. Kapal, jy is reg. Dis soos dit lyk. Dis daai is die tekentjie. Dis so 'n so 'n wol. Dit lyk op
soos 'n so 'n wol.
Ja, dit is 'n wol. Bolletjie wol. Dit lyk so vir my. Ja, nee. Kapal, jy is reg. So jy kan hom installeer. Jy gaan sien jou lewe is so sommer baie makliker. En jy gaan hom moet gebruik hier by die werk.
Ja, veral vir radio omroepers. Jy kan jou playlist van ChatGPT af.
Ja.
Jy kan met ChatGPT sê wie ek praat vandag met Spur. Ek soek een bykie meer muziek wat rondom dit gaan.
Ja.
Meer romantische muziek wat rondom die etes gaan en sovoort. So, ChatGPT sal jou muziek gee vir jou shows. Dit sal jou antwoorde gee as jy miskien een onderhoud het. Met iemand. En as jy redig bekend met die inlichting het, dan sal jou antwoord vraag gee.
Ja.
En hy sal jou bykie achtergrondkennis ook gee van waar die topic gaan.
Ja, ek het nou self vroeger vanoggend toe, ek moet een onderwerp oor praat in volgende week, en ek soekte nou een kenner op die gebied, en ek gaan toe nou daar in ChatGPT in, en vraag vir een telefoonnummer, kontakbesonderhede, en hy het dit toe vir my gegee.
Ja.
Ek het nou precies gesê, ek wil iemand hê wat, sê maar, in healthcare werk, maar ek moet hier in die Weskaap wees, en verkieslik hier in die Wynlande. En het mooi vir my, die nommer is net so gegeen. So, maar jy sê, mens moet nog steeds gaan kyk, ek nou bel die nommer, is dit te sê, het is geupdate nie.
Yes, het mag update ja. Wees, of up-to-date information wees, ja. En nog steeds gaan verify of dit die correcte nommers is. So, as die website van waar het vanaf afkom, update was, dan beteken het dat die inlichting correct is. Maar as die website, soos ek sê, in 2010 daar is update was, dan is hy 10 is hy nommers heeltemaal verkeerd.
Sjallin sê, so as ek koffie, latijs eens opsoek, gaan hy my een hele navorsing en options gee. Waar sy dan nou kan gaan koffie en latijs geniet?
Ja! So as jy, soos ek laas week gesê het, ja. Vorige week gesê het, as jy nou wil vraag, wat is dat te doen in Parel?
Ja.
Nice coffee shops. Dan sal jy nou vir al die coffee shops list in Parel.
Ja.
Wie is die beste, wie is die slechtste? So hy sal jou al
die... review ook?
Ja.
Okay.
So jy kan vir hom vraag, so ek sê jy moet hom vraag wat jy wil hee, ja. En geef jou wat jy soek.
Dit is baie interessant. Nou ja, hou aan hy vrou stuur. Ek gaan van hy vrou hou weer vir volgende week. Dan kan Earl om vir jou antwoord. So, 082-414-1077. Al baie dankie vir jou tyd. Mooi dag vir jou.
Casey at work on Casey 107.7.